If you don't spend much time along the Milwaukee River, you might be surprised to know that more and more of its most urban stretch, from Silver Spring Drive in Glendale downstream to the former North Avenue Dam site, is becoming more natural. Tonight, people can weigh in on the Milwaukee River Greenway's progress and future. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz talked with a few people who are playing a role in its transformation.
We met on the west side of the Milwaukee River, off Humboldt and Wright. The Greenway folds in 878 acres on each side of the river, and Gary Casper started mucking around here before people would ever have dreamed of using it for hiking or biking.
It's kind of a steeply incised valley and heavily wooded for the most part. So it's real constrained and fairly homogeneous in its habitat types.
Casper is a wildlife biologist, and he found some animals that aren't always known as city dwellers, a few species of snakes, frogs, and even turtles.
There's like five species of turtles, which surprised me. But what we don't know is where they're breeding, where they're nesting. And that's probably an issue in an area like this. I mean, they might be nesting in people's backyards.
Or outside the fourth-generation leather tanning company still at work here. Casper hopes people who show up for the Greenway stakeholder meeting want to protect these turtles and their offspring wherever they are. He says one of his early recommendations was to try to diversify the habitat, to cultivate a broader array of creatures, an idea that was adopted by the Urban Ecology Center when it created an ephemeral pond across the river into the north.
So it'll be interesting to see how that evolves and whether it might be worth introducing some new species there. Tree frogs, chorus frogs might be options. I think it'll attract some dragonflies.
I want to piggyback on some of the things Gary said.
Aaron Zaleski serves as director of the Milwaukee River Greenway Coalition.
What I really want to do now is formalize what we know about the space. Sometimes restoration work happens kind of in a patchwork way of, we have some resources, let's go do this, without really understanding the big picture. We've been doing also a lot of plant research, as well as invertebrates, collecting data on what's out here and getting to know that a little better, so that we can make a better plan going forward.
Biologist Gary Casper envisions the Greenway as a well-stocked stopover for migrating birds and butterflies.
So like when we get some native shrubs like this, replacing like the buckthorn and the honeysuckle, all of a sudden when those migrant birds stop here and are really hungry from that long flight, they have something much more nourishing to feed on.
John Bailey didn't expect to become an advocate. Over the last half dozen years, he spent many hours removing garlic mustard and buckthorn along the sloped Greenway.
And there are a few trees that maybe I recognize that we were able to, you know, plant as a tree. The fun one is serviceberry, because it really ties into what we feel we're doing. It's really providing that service.
But he remembers a different time in the area's history.
Yeah, so I grew up on the North Shore, and, you know, we always thought the river isn't really where good happened. So growing up, it was sort of where the ne'er-do-wells hung out.
Today, he not only puts in sweat equity, Bailey uses its trails to recreate and bike to work.
Now, I really see every day I come down the space, somebody hiking, somebody walking their dog, somebody biking through, and, you know, it really makes me feel a part of what's happening in the space and how it's growing.
But one point of contention within the advocate crowd is whether mountain bikers should share the Greenway. Bailey believes they should.
And as much as you can encourage other users of the space as stakeholders to give back and formalize their relationship with this area, I think is beneficial.
Others worry that as native plants hold on or take root, more traffic equals damaged habitat. Gary Casper believes strategic landscaping around the trail system could be devised to discourage mountain bikers from going into sensitive areas.
Like putting prickly bushes in the way.
More opinions will likely fill the air tonight about the future of the once blighted, now recovering Milwaukee River Corridor.
The Milwaukee River Greenway stakeholder meeting will be held this evening at Gordon Park Pavilion from 5:30 to 7 p.m.